Okay, fine. So listen, in this week's parsha, we have Ma'amad Har Sinai. So the Ramban in the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam gives, in his opinion, mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. I mean, he has criticisms on the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he has also what he feels, mitzvahs, that's our opening page, this one over here, mitzvahs sheshachach osam, right? Right, the mitzvahs that that the Rambam forgot from mitzvahs lo sase, we're mitzvah beis, shenim nanu, we are forbidden, shalom nishkach mamad arsinai, we should never forget mamad arsinai, belonasar samidatenu, we should never remove it from our thoughts, avuye einenu, mitzvah beis, and the Ramban, einenu velibenu sham kol yom, we should have our eyes and hearts there always, it should always be on our mind, mamad arsinai. And this is what God said. Right, guard yourself. Lest you forget what you saw with your own eyes, referring to tomorrow. Lest they stray from your heart. Right. Meforish to never forget Ma'amad Har Sinai. Mm-hmm. Of course, what the significance of this mitzvah is very great. Let's say God would have commanded us the Torah through a prophet without all the fanfare of Ma'amad Har Sinai. Even if, let's say, that Navi would have substantiated his status as a Navi with the requisite signs and miracles that he has to do, which in halacha is really not a much. He only has to predict the future accurately a few times. All right, so let's say that God would have given the Torah that way, without the whole fanfare of Ma'amad Har Sinai. So subsequently, if a Navi or a dreamer would arise in any future time, and he would command us to do something that's opposing to the Torah. And it also duplicate the conditions of the first guy. He'd be just as, have just as good of a track record as the guy that first gave us the Torah. Our Torah will be won over by the other guy. Or at least we'd be in doubt. But since the Torah was explained to us from God's mouth himself, and we saw it, we heard it with our ears, and we saw it with our eyes, right? And there was no in-between between us and God, at the time of Matan Torah. So Nachish Kol Cholek V'Chol Misapek, so anyone who argues, anyone who wants to, put doubt, our Torah, Lo Yehilu Os V'Lo Yatzilo Mi'adenu Moves, he won't be able to be helped by any type of sign, and he won't be saved by doing any miracle. Shanach Tiyon Evedim B'Shakrus V'Chuzo, because we ourselves attest that he must be a liar, and he must be frivolous. Zehu Shenemar B'Ma'amad Ahu, and this is what it says over there in that great event. And Ma'amad Ahu said, Gam B'Chol Yaminu L'Olam Pasis Vizparsha, because Am Yisrael seeing the Ma'amad Har Sinai is going to believe, they're going to believe in you, Moshe Rabbeinu, forever. V'yin Habo B'Parshas Kiyoka B'Kimcha Novi O'choyim Chalom in Israel. What it says in Parshas, I do believe this is in Parshas Re'eh, right, that if anyone will come, a Navi will come and try to contradict the Torah, we're not going to listen to him. Why are we not going to listen to him? Right, because we know that what we got through Moshe Rabbeinu is the real deal, because it wasn't built on Moshe Rabbeinu doing a miracle that someone else could compete with. We heard it from God directly. So no one could ever contradict the Torah that we got through Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, V'char B'er Zeh Rav Zeh. Now, even the Rambam explained this in Sefer Amada. V'yisogro b'Torah, and it's a very big foundation of the Torah. V'ya Menia Haba, Lanu B'Pasuk Yishal Dorim, and this is the Lo Sase that we get from the Pasuk of lest you forget the things Asheroi Necha that you saw. V'izir Penyasur Min Alev Miyodatam V'Nechel V'Echel Doros Olam, and we were warned that it should not stray from our heart, and we should let them be, make them aware, right? Inform them to our children, and to all the generations. Now, don't make a mistake because of the drasha that they make in the first parak of Kiddushin. That Chazal learned from this same pasuk that you have a chiyuv to teach your grandchildren Torah, not just your son. It's also from this pasuk, v'odatam banecha u'l'bnei banecha, that seemingly that drasha and kiddushin is taking this pasuk out of the context of Ma'amad Har Sinai and putting it in the context of just general limud ha-Torah, even chayav to teach your grandchildren Torah. Ki limud emunas ha-Torah, hu limud ba-Torah, because it's not a contradiction, because teaching the emunah that Torah is emes, because of Ma'amad Har Sinai, that's also implicit in limud ha-Torah. We have to, again, bring a proof, and this is definitely an eternal mitzvah, right? And that we should not, that we should never forget this great event, and you know, which was Mamash something which was actually first hand account, and we have to bring it from generation to generation. Now the Balach Gedolos that the Rambam wrote to say for mitzvahs against, he actually mentions this mitzvah of never forgetting Mamar Sinai, but the Rambam does not have it in his list of the Taryag. All right, so the Megillas Esther is a later day Rishon in the next column.
This is the Ramban attacking
the Rambam for forgetting to put this in his list of the Taryag mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. A mitzvah of to never forget Ma'amad Har Sinai. All right? So, he says, how could the Rambam disagree in the importance of the issue of, the simple meaning of the pasuk, and which says, do not forget, and also the great importance, which the Rambam himself mentions in his writings, that you know no one could ever contradict the Torah, because even if he splits the Pacific Ocean, because we know that the Torah was, we know it came directly from God. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu did a big miracle that someone else could do a competing miracle, right? It was, you know, direct. We heard it from God. We saw it, you know, that's why Torah had to be given with the fanfare of Ma'amad Har Sinai. So the Rambam admits to the principle, it should be so. Why is he not counted as a mitzvah bifnei atzma? That is the question. All right, so now the Megillas Esther, who's a very much later day Rishon, tries to defend the Rambam against the criticisms of the Ramban. So he writes in the parallel column, Mitzvah Beis. Nearly, Mashalomana Rav Ulafisha Gamzos, he mitzvah kolelas kolatar kula. Right, I am going to say that the reason why the Rambam did not count this is because this is a mitzvah that's kolel kolatar kula. The Rambam, before vaccination, the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs laid down 14 criteria as to what qualifies to be counted as a mitzvah and what not. All right, so one of them is in the Shorash Haravi, in the fourth principle, he says, all these psukim say, Visem Kedoshim, you know, Serva Kodesh Baruch Hu, all these things, Vanshe Kodesh Tiunli, all these things you don't count, right? Because it's a Sachakol saying, keep the law. So a tziv would keep the law, so he calls it something that's kola, kola Torah kula. You don't count that because it's not being mechadish anything new. It's just saying keep the Torah, mm-hmm. Right? So the Megillas Esther is trying to taina that Ma'amad Har Sinai is like one of those tzivuyim of just stam, uphold the law, that doesn't get counted as on its own because it's not specific to anything. It's just it's talking about upholding the whole Torah. It's mitzvah koles kol Torah kula. We should not forget what we saw. The hainu in a Torah kula. That refers to all the whole Torah is nichlal in that. So it's like he wants to. It's like a pasuk of Yisem Kedoshim. You know, just keep the Torah because it goes. It's not mitzvah anything specific, right? Well, we're going to show that's not the case. We should just go in the ways of the Torah and we should uphold its mitzvahs. Right, so Rashi also on that pasuk, which the Ramban quoted, of the don't forget things, so Rashi says, because if you remember, you'll do them. Whereas if you forget it, and people ask you why you're doing the mitzvahs, you're going to look like stupid people because you're not going to really understand, not going to really answer them coherently. So you see that Rashi understands the pasuk that you need to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai in order to be serious about observing the mitzvahs. So therefore, it is like a pasuk of, you know, Visem Kedoshim, or Anshei Kodesh Tiyunli, Stam, uphold the law. Right? Umasha Amar. Right. So this is Lav is said being on basically being Mekayim the whole Torah.
And that which the Ramban tried to get out and say, that Gemara in Kiddushin, that from that pasuk, we learn out teaching Torah to your grandchildren. No. You know, the Ramban is the one who's taking that Gemara out of context, saying, well, teaching Torah to your grandchildren includes teaching them about Mamad Har Sinai. You're over there talking about Limud HaTorah, the Yechayv to teach your grandchildren, Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Basra. The Limud, the Chiyuv of teaching Torah to your son is that he has priority. But after your own son comes the Chiyuv to teach it to your grandson. So that's the approach of the Megillas Esther. So I will demonstrate that the Megillas Esther's Teretz doesn't work. So if you take a look, the next thing is the Rambam and the Sefer on Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Hay. Right? So I'm now going to argue on the Megillas Esther. I'm going to argue on the Megillas Esther and show that his teretz to stand up for the Rambam does not work. All right, Mitzvah Hay, it's Mitzvah Saseh Hay. Who should show the love, though, that we are commanded to serve God? And this pasuk is repeated multiple times in the Torah. Right, serve Hashem. V'omar, another pasuk says, "Vosel ta'avodu," and him serve. Now, even though you might ask that, hey, a pasuk of serve God, isn't that like a tzivui kolel, which refers to the whole Torah? Right, so it shouldn't be counted as a specific mitzvah. Hine yesh bo yichud. No, it has something specific. Achar shu tzivui l'tfilah, because it also is mechayev you in tefillah. Because from all the other psukim in the Torah, we don't have a directive to daven. Chazal, you know, the Rambam is the Ramban argues. This is a famous machlokas. Rambam and Ramban is tefillah midoraisa. The Rambam holds there's a chi of tefillah. That means even back in the days of yore, when we used to bring korbanos, they still had to daven midoraisa.
Rambam lived around 1100, and Ramban with a nun around 1200, right?
Yeah, they're only about a generation apart.
More than a generation.
Well, I mean, the Ramban, you know, met references, you know, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam, who we will quote in just a few minutes. He references as if he's still alive, you know, and that was the Rambam's son. So, I mean, he could have been the Rambam's grandson. Okay, yeah. But he was alive at the same time as Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. He's about, you know, generation and a half later, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so now, look, so here's a very big, so step number one. My first issue with the Megillas Esther is based on this Rambam over here. The Rambam said that, you know, which I don't count a mitzvah that's kolo Torah kol, meaning a mitzvah like beef room. I won't count that as a separate mitzvah. That's if it's not going to be mechayev anything specific. Mm-hmm. But like also ta'avodu, which you say, well, that's called Torah kula. We serve God with whatever we do. No, but it's mechayev something specific, i.e., right, tefillah. So I could make the same argument over here that the Megillas Esther's proposition, right? That you know, Rambam's not counting mamad because kol tarkula, but fine. But it's mechayev something specific to never forget the Sinaitic event. That was what Rambam said. Rambam is qualifying it. That which he meant in Shorish Dalet is where it's just telling you just stop, uphold the law. All right, that's something that I don't count. But if there's anything specific that comes from that pasuk, now it has to be counted for this specific thing that it is mechayev. All right. So if being on the way, the Rambam qualifies his principle of not counting mitzvah kol Torah kula. So the Ramban's, Megillas Esther's proposition doesn't work, because these pesukim are mechayev something specific. In addition to take the Torah seriously, they're mechayev to remember and not forget Mamad Har Sinai.
It's being counted as mitzvah to do tefillah. It's not being counted as a mitzvah to do the whole Torah kula.
Right, and that's also there. We count that lo saseh is don't forget Mamad Har Sinai. That's okay. So, but I have that is kasha number one. Kasha number two is that the Rambam wrote an Igeres Teman. He wrote the famous letter, to the Yemenite community.
Well, you got them in order.
Well,
you know the order.
Oh, okay. Right. He saw, I stacked them up, three like this, three like that. Three. Uh-huh. You know, he figured it out. Yeah, great. Good. Japanese artist. Humble. Okay. Right. Anyway. All right, so now, this is a letter that the Rambam wrote to the Yemen community. Okay, it's a very long letter, but I want to. But part of this letter is, all right. We're in the top paragraph, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five lines from the top, middle of the line. Vizichru Mamad Har Sinai. You see it?
Yeah, it says 5.
Right.
Life is simple.
Exactly. Vizichru Mamad Har Sinai, and always, he's writing this to the Yemenite community. Remember Mamad Har Sinai. Asher Tzivon Hashem, God commanded us to remember it constantly. Viziron Shalchan, God forbade us from forgetting it. And I command us to teach Mamad Har Sinai to our children until they grow up, you know, being fully, aware, you know, being fully indoctrinated, I guess you'd say, on it. And this is what God said. Right, you should watch yourself, guard yourself, lest you forget those things that you saw with your own eyes, lest they stray from your heart all the days of your life, and make them aware to your children and children the day you stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on, you know, in Chorev, in Har Sinai. You should raise your children on, and always like graphically depict, you know, this great event. You should always recount in every gathering, mention Mamad Har Sinai and how great it is and how great it was. Shu Kodavadas, because it's the center point of the religion. It's the Ashba Tana Mevil Emes, and is the Taina, right, that brings us to the truth, meaning that makes us aware that the Torah is true. Vagdiyog Dola Tsuma, and always praise and always exalt this great event. Right, as God Himself praised that event, you know, as the pasuk says, "Shana Yom Rishon, Shana Kol Adim David Rosh." You know, it's the end of the Torah, and at the end of Sefer Dvarim. You know, if you ask any nation if they ever had anything like this of, you know, hearing God speak from the, you know, from the fire, this could have been copied right out of the Ramban. This is almost all the words. We're chayav to remember it. It's an isser to forget it, and he touches up the psukim exactly like the Ramban. All right, so the seemingly there's no machlokas. So why did the Rambam not count it? The Rambam totally agrees with the Ramban. This shtickle could have been copied right out of the Ramban that we opened up with. Right? And it's marsh the Rambam's words. The Megillas Esther obviously did not see this Igeres Taman.
Saying that it's a mitzvah to learn to daven doesn't exclude the fact that it still says remember it and pay attention to it in the Torah.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily therefore also a mitzvah. And here is quoting the non-mitzvah part, but that you have to do it.
No.
When you learn out something from the Torah, and you learn out what to do, it doesn't include the fact that from a dot, from a letter, it doesn't exclude what the whole pasuk is saying, that we say, oh no, we can't learn what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is still saying
what it's saying. Which is the way the Ramban deals with it. So even though Chazal Darshan on Talmud Torah, still the pasuk is not.
Have to mean you count it as a mitzvah.
Okay.
As
so,
one of the mitzvahs.
So the question is, why not? Why did the Rambam not count it? He agrees that there's a specific chiyuv. He says it to the Yemen community. We are commanded to remember. We were asked to forget. And this should. Everyone always talk about Mamad Har Sinai. Every gathering, you know, and raise your kids on Mamad Har Sinai. Learn the psukim the same way, like the Ramban.
In believing in Hashem.
Okay. I have a more controversial approach. Okay?
That's what we're here for.
Okay, right. Great. A more controversial approach. So I would like you to... Harivash. Okay. So, but I underline what I want you to see. So I'm gonna pose the following a radical hakira. It's a lumdish hakira, but it's a hashkafic one. Also, why do we have to keep the Torah? What obligates us? Was it Naseh v'Nishma? That because our forefathers, you know, as it were, for lack of a better word, they fell for it. What? Oh, very good, very good. We're gonna get there. Now, listen, is it Naseh v'Nishma? And if it's Naseh v'Nishma, so you know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, God held the mountain over like a barrel. Also, Pesach. Right? So, and the Gemara says, well, if it's Naseh v'Nishma, we were sort of forced into it. And this is the way Tosfos understands. Right? You know, this, even though he said Naseh v'Nishma first, maybe they wanted to back out, so God had to force him. And if so, it's a serious, looks like a very serious question on the validity of why we're really chayav in Torah, because it's given under duress. So, Hadar Kiblo b'me'ach HaShverosh. Right? Now, of course, you have to understand, you know, that... you know, it just looks that way, but it could be that Am Yisrael never wanted to back out, and God held the mountain over them anyway, right? But here's the question. Is Naseh v'Nishma the reason why we have to keep Torah? Like, before Mamad Har Sinai, we were like the B'nai Noach, right? Came up, God came and gave him with more rules, right? And we said Naseh, is Naseh v'Nishma the reason why we have to keep Torah? Or Naseh v'Nishma is just, it's just very nice that we were willing to accept the Torah, and Chazal give us credit for it, that every other nation wants to know what's written, and they reject it, and we didn't ask any questions, we immediately said Naseh v'Nishma, but it's not the reason why we have to keep Torah.
What's the Hava Mida? Naseh v'Nishma is not the reason.
Well, you might think so, and but I'll tell you what the other side is, right? The other side is, could be something like this, you know, that Torah is a compelling truth, that you have, but you know, basically synonymous with reality itself, and you have no choice but keep the Torah, whether you want to or not. Mashal ma davar dome, the law of gravity. So let's say Donald gives an executive order overturning the law of gravity, right? Right. What? It's coming next, right? Right. Right. Overturning the law of gravity, right? Right. So, all right, and he gets Congress behind him, right? No, that's it. We don't hold from gravity anymore. We are repealing gravity. Repealing the law of gravity. Right? Okay. So, and it gets the popular vote also. Right? Everything. Right? Executive order, repealing of gravity, and the popular vote also is against gravity. Can you now fly?
No.
Why?
But it's completely different.
We have to do the Torah, we have to do the mitzvahs. It's a good thing to do it, it's the right thing. We're only chayv if it falls on us. The Naseh v'Nishma makes it that we therefore get punished for not listening instead of not just the schar.
Well, it could be, it's a reality. Like, listen, you know, you disobey the law of gravity, right? So now you will get hurt. There will be consequences.
Hashem is still choosing us, has to still choose us in this thing. So right. It's not like from Shesu Mei Breishis, even from my Sebrachus, there's an option of us not getting it in theory. Because we're being chosen and asking everybody.
Yeah,
else
but you also it. Know another chazal of Istako Boraiso Bora'am. It means Torah is even more real than physical reality. Reality was patterned after the Torah. Right. And that means someone's going to have to keep the Torah.
Not all the psukim that it says, not every word that it says in the pasuk, but the general.
And now that, I'll bring another thing. That for the continuation of that same Gemara of Kofim Har Kagigas, there's another lushan in chazal. That implies what I'm saying. Because God said, if you don't receive the Torah, I'm going to bring the world back to tov avoh. Not just I'm going to bury you alive. Mashma, mm-hmm. that if no one receives the Torah, right, there's no reality. So Torah is even more real than the law of gravity. It could be just a self-evident, incontrovertible truth, like natural law, like the law of gravity, and also the consequences, right? If you try to go against the law of gravity, it'll hurt. You will fall and you'll break your leg, and that's why if you go against the Torah, right, you will suffer. You will suffer the consequences, which are the natural outcome of violating natural law.
Sure, but why else does it say Zohar Hashem Shabbos HaKadshei if not for us to keep it?
No, yeah. No, you have to keep the Torah, just like everyone has to live with the law of gravity. Right.
So how are you differentiating?
No. It's not our acceptance that made it binding. It is a self-evident truth that we are bound by.
That's where you're going.
And just Naseh v'Nishma is just the shevach of Am Yisrael that we were good, trusting people, but it's not the legal mechanism that made us obligated to keep the Torah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, these are the two sides of the Chakira, right? Yeah, so that's like this. You know, Mamad Har Sinai, it shows that it's true, right? And Naseh v'Nishma, we accepted it. Mm-hmm. Which one is the binding? Which one makes Torah obligatory? And the other one is just very nice. So Torah is obligatory because Naseh v'Nishma, but we could be relieved that we did a good deal because we saw Mamar Arsina and we know we got the real stuff and not a bill of goods that Moshe Rabbeinu made up? Or is it the other way around? Mamar Arsina makes it that the Torah is a self-evident, incontrovertible truth, like the law of gravity. There does not exist an option of not keeping it. But still, Am Yisrael gets credit that they didn't ask any questions and they accepted the Torah anyway, but that's not the reason why we have to keep the Torah.
So the chazal that he went around, that Hashem went around to all the nations, is a right. pro forma thing that it was never really an option. It was pretended.
But if it was a truth like gravity, then the guy would also have to keep it.
No, because
it only applies to us.
No, only to one nation.
It only applies to us. The thing is that, well, then why did Hashem go around to all the nations to offer it?
Right.
Why did God offer?
Okay. All right, now we could show Chazals. We could be here.
All
right. So listen. Now we could be here. There are Chazals. They're mashma this way. Chazals are mashma that way. All right. And of course, you know, they're all true because even if let's say the binding mechanism is this, but we're still such good people for not asking any questions anyway, and vice versa. Even if the binding mechanism is nasa v'nishma, but still God reassured us that we did a good deal.
Good.
Okay. So here. So we have over here in the Chuvas Rivash Simon Shin Tzadites. I underlined what I want over here. He brings a Ramban. Now this whole tshuva is about oaths and vows and takonas of the tzibur. You know, when people legislate or voluntarily on, you know, what you're chayav to keep, what not. And the Ramban had, prior to the Rivash. The Rivash is like a Talmud of the Ran. Okay, so the Ramban lived two or three generations earlier. The Ramban had his own piece on this called the Mishpat HaCheren. So when they make it, the Rabban, the Rav, and the council, the Vad of the Shul makes a takana, why do you have to keep it? Well, what obligates? So an agav, that is a whole thing of takanas. What makes a takana binding? Is it like a letter? Is it like a shvua? And that's the topic. So what interests me over here is these three lines. Kosovo Rambanzal, B'mishpat Acherim. So the Ramban already wrote in his piece on this topic that the Rivash is being done on. Mishpat Acherim, it's called. It's printed at the end of the Chidushei Ramban in some editions. Okay?
This is the
same Ramban. The Ramban. This is the Ramban.
So this is Mishpat.
No. Mishpat Acherim. This is his Hasaga Sefer Mitzvah. Mishpat Acherim is, I said, printed at the end of the Chidushei Ramban in some editions.
He's quoting a different one.
He's quoting a Mishpat. That's right. He's quoting a Mishpat Acherim. So he writes a din like this, which is why the reason why we're stuck with kitnius and things like that, as he's about to explain. Why can't we get rid of kitnius? So he says like this. We don't have Shekinah din. Anytime a tzibur accepts something upon themselves, it is not just on the tzibur, it automatically kicks in for all their descendants if they do it as a tzibur. Once they do it as a tzibur, it becomes eternal. For their children afterwards, like we find by Kabbalah Satara. So that's also the mechanism of Megillas Esther. Why, the people of Shushan, of that generation, they loved the idea, so they accepted, Mikra Megillah. No, once Am Yisrael does something as a tzibur, a new mechanism kicks up. It's national, and since it's national, it's for all generations. So he says the prototype was Kabbalah Satorah. Oh, he said, Nasa Lisha, so they said, not me. No, but they said it as a tzibur. Once they said it as a tzibur, it becomes on all generations. And that's how it worked by Megillah, and that's how it works by also the fast days. The Tzomot is, there's a takon of that door. Sometimes it was just the door accepted upon themselves voluntarily, but once they do it as something, a kabov as a tzibur, kicks in for all generations. But what's the prototype? What's the precedent? Textbook example is Kabbalah Satorah. That's what he writes. Mid mashma nase v'nishma is the reason why we're chayav to keep Torah for all generations, because we accept the Torah as a nation, and then it also becomes national, then becomes for all generations, and then later in history they did it by Megillah, and they did it by the Tzomos, black on white in the Ramban, that we're chayav to keep Torah because of nase v'nishma. And from there we learn out every time a tzibur is makabel, something is a tzibur, it's forever. And that's why we're stuck with kitnius, because in that generation it was communal, as a community. They stopped eating kitnius.
The fast days.
The fast days. Right. Okay. So, you know, so the Ramban.
The kitnius just don't stay on it at all, but it's just interesting because it's only for certain segments of the population.
Yeah, but the thing is, they did it as Ashkenazim.
Okay.
And that's the problem. That's why we can't get rid of it. What?
Gotta try.
Right.
We can't fix it. We can't reverse it here.
No, that's what he's saying. That's why we're stuck with it.
At least I don't have gebrachs. You do.
I don't. We don't.
No, so that's the... It seems, you know, it seems that what you do as a community, so it becomes binding to all the descendants also. As opposed to it's like an individual thing. A descendant is not bound by what his father took on. As an individual.
Right, that, that's, a lot of my family are married than your
surprises.
Yeah, they like it? Is it good?
Yeah,
is it good? Anyway, but we're going to contrast that with the Maharal. There's a, you know,
Or Chadash?
Yes, Maharal, Sefer Or Chadash. But to contrast that with the Maharal. And the Maharal first brings, you know, the Gemara of Kaflim Har Kigigis. And the Tosfos that wants to work it out, hey, they said Nasa Venishma already. Well, they wanted to back out, maybe because they saw the great fire. So first the Maharal tries to build up Tosfos that takes that Gemara literally, as if, and that whole Gemara is predicated on the idea that Nasa Venishma is why we have to keep Torah, and then we have a serious problem, but we could time it was duress, and it wasn't a real acquiescence, and therefore you need Purim, Hadar Kiblua, right? So the first part until the part that I underlined is the Ramban trying to work it out according to, you know, Tosfos and like the Ramban that we just saw in the Rivash. But the Maharal from the word Vahanira is underlined. I underlined the word Vahanira. Vahanira. So the Hagdam of the Maharal, or the Maharal Sefer on Purim. So he opens up the Hagdam with the famous Gemara that Purim was a reacceptance of the Torah. Then it is Hagdam. So the Maharal says like this, Vahanira, and what it seems to me, Kiloy Chosbem Klau, right? You know, Am Yisrael never wanted to back out for after they said Nasa Venishma. Umashik Shubat Tosfos Lama Koflem Har Kigigis, Hari Kvarik Dimu Nasa Venishma. So now Tosfos, you know, so Tosfos Kasha, what did you even need? Koflem Har Kigigis. They said Nasa Venishma the day before. They said Nasa Venishma on Erev Shavuos. So what did you need? Koflem Har Kigigis. Dover Zem Pnei Kiator Shoyal Yisrael. Because the Torah God gave Am Yisrael is the kiyum of the world itself. It's not something optional. It's kiyum olam. It is what holds the world. The Kamosh Omar, and it's like the other Gemara that goes later in the in that same Daf Gemara. In Mekayimus the Torah, Mudav, you uphold the Torah, fine. Vim lav achzeres olam l'tov vavo. If you keep the Torah, fine. If not, I will bring the world back to tov vavo. Vim Kain, and if so, that being the case, the Torah is obligatory and it's must. It is a per force truth, right? It's not optional. It's, who cares that they were makabel the Torah and they said Naseh Nishma Mikomakom Nostali Stroll Torah Kamoshi Ba'atza. God gave the Torah to the Jewish people in line of what Torah in itself is. Since Torah is a perforce truth. That's why also, that's why God forced the Torah on Am Yisrael. Because Torah, you know, to show them that Torah is not optional. It's not bad. It is not bad. It's like the law of gravity. It is a perforce truth. What's going on?
He usually comes down times that he would come down in another 5-10 minutes. So then he'll, if he knows about, he'll come down.
What? Okay. Shim eina Torah ha'olam chore, because if there's no Torah, then the whole world goes to, you know, becomes desolate. Now that which the Gemara said, hey, this is about, don't, I'm so I could, they could tina duress. The sof came in shaya tar bechrek dovar zehine moda rabbi lo yeh
Kaflem har kegiges kiyomu ki haTorah ena muchrachas umuchuyeves b'olam rak sheba haTorah l'olam b'shul sherotzu b'yisrael shemekavos abidaitam ve'eno davar muchrach ve'ena davar kach ki haTorah hi mechuyeves behechrech v'imlo haTorah hayachozom letov avo l'pi ma shi haTorah batzav kach hi kabalos hashichrech olsam al zeh. So he says that even though it doesn't look nice, and Am Yisrael, you know, had the mountain held over them, but it just stam doesn't look nice. But it makes no difference. The Torah had to be given by force. Nasa v'nishma is not the point, because Torah had to be given by force to teach you that the Torah is not optional. There's no such thing as life without Torah, because without Torah there's no life at all. So Torah is not optional. So even though he said Nasa Nishma, that's all nice, and because Nasa Nishma looks nice, Koflem Har Kegigis looks not nice, but it makes no difference. The reality is that the real giving of the Torah, which was the next day, after Nasa Nishma, right? The real giving of the Torah the next day was by force, because that's what the Torah is. Torah is a per force.
So we're saying everyone holds Koflem Har Kegigis, Hashem really took a mountain, or are we saying that because... Title of Avayu, we're going to put the word back. That's as if Kafal and Hakigis, and that's what it means, Kafal and Hakigis.
That's the title of Avayu. However you understand Kafal and Hakigis, however you understand it, right? It's not.
It's synonymous with.
That's right. That's what Demara. So that's right.
It's the same word. So do we say that?
No. So he wants it. So Demara wants to put those two agadatas together, make them shtim. And say not to learn them separately, learn them together. That God is forcing the Torah on you to teach you that Torah is a.
Is there either people that say they didn't cut from their Hakigis?
Oh, that it's not literal.
And that's not literal, and it's just the island will go back to Tavavayu, which is equal to.
You could say that, but you know, philosophically, they're not two separate messages. Says the Maral, they are one and the same. To teach you, there is no such thing as life without Torah. So an optional truth means that you could move forward this path or that path, right? Okay. Torah's not an optional. So therefore, Nasa v'nishma is really insignificant, because it's not by choice. It's not by choice. And by choice means life could go ahead either way. It can. It can't go either way.
613 commandments or suggestions.
Right, so it's not suggestions. It is life itself, and there is no option of existing without Torah.
Okay.
Right. So he's saying this. So Nasa Nishma is not the reason why we keep the Torah. Right. The Mamad Har Sinai and all implicit therein is the reason why we have to keep the Torah. Nasa Nishma is just the Shevach of Am Yisrael. Now, we could stop where we are, but in the continuation, he gives his famous second shot that by Kodesh Baruch Hu giving to us by force, it's like he raped us. And by rape, it says, what does Pasuk say? Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. And that's why God can never exchange us for another nation. No. So it was for our benefit that he gave it to us by force. It's like we're raped. All right, okay. So now this, all right. That's in the Hemshech. What?
That's why we left.
But he has a rebel.
So where does it say that here?
That's in the Hemshech. I just want to...
You have a pen?
Oh, I don't know.
Now we can't leave.
Is it just, it's the next few lines. It gives just adding that our Kafanar Gigas. I think he even substantiates it with a medrash. That's why God is not allowed to dump us for the Christians. He's not allowed to. Mm-hmm. He would be breaking his own rules because by Ray, Lo Yechol Shalcha Kol Yamav. So that's in the Hemshech. So here's the thing. Okay. So now I have clearly shown you, I think, right, that the Ramban holds that Nasa v'nishma is the reason why we have to keep the Torah. Mamad Har Sinai, therefore, is just the sign that you did a good deal and you bought into the truth. You didn't buy into Sheker, right? The Maral, on the other hand, seems to hold from what we just read, right, that Nasa v'nishma is not the reason why we have to keep Torah. Nasa v'nishma is just, how Am Yisrael is a wonderful nation that doesn't question God, but Torah is a perforce truth, mm-hmm. Perforce truth, right, that the, right? That it's just an undeniable truth, and there's no two sides to the issue, and therefore can't be optional of your makabo not makabo, because no two sides to the issue, right? So now I want to tell you the nafka mina is like this: whether you could count Mamad, remembering Mamad Har Sinai, as a mitzvah bifnei atzma, right? All right, like the Ramban, who does count it as its own mitzvah, right? The pshat is like this: you are obligated to keep Torah because of Naaseh v'Nishma, right? That's what obligates you, right? And so therefore you can understand that Mamar Aseh is another thing you have to do. If the Rambam holds like the Maharal, right, that the whole reason why you observe Torah is because of Mamar Arsinai, so as much as it's obligatory to remember it and never forget it, it cannot be counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs because it is a meta mitzvah. It is the yesod that enables all the Taryag. Meaning, that, you know, it cannot be I'm not saying the Kol HaKol Torah, I'm saying a different svara. It is a meta mitzvah. Matter of fact, this svara is posited by the Ramban in a different context, and why the Baal HaChas Kedalos never counts the mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to believe in God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now, the Baal HaChas Kedalos never counted that mitzvah, which is the Rambam's first mitzvah, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, believe in God. Right? So, now, of course, you can't say that the coin box, you don't have to believe in God. Right? So why do you count Anochi Hashem Elokecha? The basic mitzvah to believe that there is God. So says the Ramban, right, in defending the Baal, it can't be counted as a mitzvah, because it is a principle that comes before all the mitzvahs. You can't believe that there's a mitzvah before you believe that there is a mitzaveh. So there are 613 commands. But the idea that there is a mitzaveh, a commander, has to come first. So it can't be part of the list. It is a basic axiom that facilitates the list. That's what we'd say by the Rambam, as much as he says in the Igeres Teiman. You got to remember, Mamar Aseh says everything. All right, but it can't be counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. It can't be counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs because it is an idea that precedes all the mitzvahs. It is the shorish of the mitzvahs. What the Ramban wants to tell you about to defend the Bahag by God, existence of God, all right? You know, that's what the Rambam would hold about Mamar Aseh. Now, it's the reason you keep mitzvahs. So therefore, it is in the hierarchy of ideas. It is a more basic concept that mitzvahs branch out from. So it's not part of the list. It is the neshama of the list. All right. So now I'll give you enough. So now,
who is this? Hamafsik.
This is the Rambam's son. Now I'm just gonna. Even though I'm building on the Maral writes in black and white, I am gonna give you an indication that the Rambam agrees. So first of all, there's a very famous line in the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva that the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam is building on, right? And that is, at the very end of Hilchos Tshuva, the last parak is about Lishma, serve God out of love, right? Yeah. How does the Rambam magdir it over there? Famous Rambam, Oseh se'emes mipnei shehu emes. You do the truth because it's true. That's how the Rambam's magdir, keeping Torah for its own sake. Because it's true. Do the truth for truth's sake. Mashma, that the reason why we keep the Torah is because it's true. And Lishma means just keep because it's the truth. Right? So now there's an interesting nafkamina on this. Right? And we're going to read this inside in the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, because if you wouldn't see it inside, you would never believe me that anyone ever wrote this.
Good. Right? Let's go. I got 5 minutes.
Ela afim nomar. Sorry, by the underline. Ela afim nomar. He brings this Rambam. Let's say God would punish you if you keep mitzvahs. Let's say God says, I want you to shake lulav. Every time you shake lulav, I put you in Gehenna.
Okay.
Right? It means mitzvahs are what I want you to do, and if not, I punish you. Right? I mean, if you do it, I punish you. So the guy who is in it, lishma, because it's the truth, would also keep mitzvahs anyway. And even if God wouldn't punish you for transgressing mitzvahs, us gam loya overlayem, right? You still would not transgress the mitzvahs, the averus, even though God would not punish you. This darga of of faithfulness to God is the madrig called Ohr Vehashem. V'oramru chazal shuovim me'ava v'sheach midazu dibra tigros isoch v'am ratu yukav rishaz rav nas kab ros yukav rishaz rav amanas shalol kabel pras yukvar bir zos abamari b'biru m'seches b'per shamisha u'besof hilchos tshuva b'sefer hamada. Right, so he said, yeah, the Hilchos Tshuva, when Rambam said, do it because it's true. Do it because it's true. Right? So if we keep Torah because it's the truth, that means that Schar Varsh is totally inconsequential. So if God says, mitzvahs are what I want you to do, and if you do what I want you to do, I'm going to punish you. And averus is what I don't want you to do. And if you transgress, I'm going to reward you. Yeah. You would still keep Torah and mitzvahs. Because it's true. Mm-hmm. Now listen, that all makes sense if Torah is an a priori per forth truth. And that's what to serve Torah, do Torah for its own sake means. Like Rod, like he says, he invokes the Rambam, he invokes Torah. Also has to be pnei shu emes. You understand that, we could argue that if it's all because of Nase v'nishma, I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
I did not sign up for that. Right? I did not sign up for that. When I said Nase v'nishma, there was an agreement. Right? So, according to the definition of Lishma, if the whole reason is because we accepted it, is, well, we're not going to do it because of the reward and the punishment. We're going to focus on because it's our commitment to God. It's our commitment. Right? But if God would now come and change the rule, not that he would. He says earlier, not that God ever would. It's a theoretical question of where your values are. Theoretical question, right? That you would only suffer for upholding the Torah. And you would only come out ahead for not upholding the Torah, what would you do?
Okay.
Right? Well, nafka means, well, if Torah is just, it's the truth, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, okay, so you'll keep it anyway, right? And it's because we made a commitment. You understand that, of course, even though we should put the focus on our commitment and not on what we gained from it, but listen, I didn't sign up for this. Mm-hmm. You could argue as such. And that, of course, kimu v'kiblu, I mean, nase v'nishma, right, the lishma, according to that definition, would mean that I put my focus on upholding my end of the bargain as opposed to what I have to gain.
So what's the chalak between the two sides?
No, I'm just saying, first of all, you guys are very frum, obviously, because this Sefer HaMaspik, didn't bother. Whenever I teach this, people go into shock. Like, no way would I keep Torah and get nothing out of it. I mean, most people, the reaction is very harsh.
This is like a theoretical chicken without a heart.
No, it will never happen. He says it will never happen.
It's theoretical. It's not.
I'm just saying, it's just a smach, and it could be another nafka mina, that this very harsh definition of lishma,
but it makes sense. It doesn't make sense because Hashem wouldn't.
He wouldn't do it anyway.
From our understanding, he couldn't be doing it.
He wouldn't do it.
From our understanding.
But he asked, if he would, where would you stand? Where would you stand?
Okay.
So he said, because if it's all about, because Torah is just the truth, all right, so fine. There is no other reality and there is no other option.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, this all makes, he, first of all, he is referencing that famous statement of the Rambam, Oseh Mipnation, just because it's true,
yeah.
Right? And so, Masha, this all stems with the Maharal's way, that we are obligated to keep Torah because it is just a self-evident truth. There is no other option. Nasir Nishra is just nice on our part, but it's not the binding mechanism. Right? And that way of thinking it's easier to hear what he's saying over here, that even if you would only suffer in this world and the next for keeping Torah, you would still keep the Torah.
Yes.
Right.
In this world and next world?
That's right, yes.
I thought it was only
that's why I'm saying that's
already
make sense.
Right. That's already a different story. Okay, now I know why you want to
this doesn't make sense.
No, you mean only suffer. You would only, now of course he says earlier in the paragraph, there's a theoretical question, God won't do this because why should God do this? He is wise and he's kind but a theoretical question of as far as where your values are. Now, you would only suffer both in this world and the next for keeping Torah.
Mm-hmm.
God says, I am... Would you still do it?
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Are you done?
I'm done.
Excellent.
All right, fine. Okay. So we'll go back to doing the Sefer inside, but yeah, I thought you'd enjoy it.
Oh, we did enjoy it. I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I can't speak to...
Right.
I did enjoy it.
I saw when we were starting off the first line that I would enjoy it, even though you didn't get into it. I